Mom, I'm doing my show.
Blog Talk Radio.
I play some music.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
We want to thank you for keeping us safe and warm. We want to thank you for protecting us from a storm of ignorance and hate. We want to take this time to stop and appreciate the sacrifice you made. Merry Christmas, G.I., this one's for you.
Merry Christmas,
welcome
everybody.
Welcome to Matters of the Heart, January the 1st. I love it, it's also Monday. It just keeps playing
Merry
and playing.
Merry Christmas,
playing.
Everybody.
Welcome to January the 1st, 2014, Matters of the Heart. Culture Shock Entertainment Report. Wow, I can't get enough of that song, can I? It's like playing on its own. Merry Christmas, Diaz. I'm going to miss playing it. You don't be surprised if springtime, summertime, I'm playing that song. You guys know how much I love Six String Woody's music anyway. But Happy New Year. I hope some of you are probably still out and about having fun celebrating the New Year. Yesterday afternoon, I enjoyed watching CNBC, like at 2 o'clock p.m. some standard time, it was midnight in Dubai. So a big shout-out to my Dubai friends and listeners of the show also. Those lights were so beautiful and fireworks and so on. But I enjoyed last night here at the residence watching Dick Clark's Rockin' Eve event, of course, hosted by Ryan Seacrest and Jenny McCarthy. And I think Jenny McCarthy and her bowl are in my, like, top list of favorite celebrities right now. You know, I have my favorite celebrities, and Jennifer Lopez and Casper, and most definitely, of course, Angelina and Brad, but most definitely Jenny and her bowl. They're a perfect couple. And Ryan, of course, you know, I just cannot say enough about Ryan. But Miley Cyrus definitely presented nice last night. Of course, I love her shock value, and I love, she can sing, she can sing, and she can rap, too. Those of you that have not heard her rapping, she can flow like, I don't know. But Matters of the Heart, and it's a new year, it's a new start. And so that includes our love life. I've always been a hopeless, well, I stopped saying hopeless romantic, but a true romantic. But I've been like, even like some of my friends, I think you know who you are. Like, not negative, but like, okay. But I'm going into the year very optimistic regarding my entire life. I know some of you get tired of me saying, talking about, I'll be glad when I'm legally single and divorced, but I will be, because that will help me not feel saddened and damper regarding my love life. But other than that, I'm going in optimistic. My overall life, I'm focused on business and development and taking care of me, you know, improving myself and preparing myself. I have a lot of business projects and things that I cannot think. I have to swim. I have to float. I have to do it. And I'm very optimistic about 2014. I see many of you are also. And I don't want to just go on and on, but it's a new year, it's a new start. Some people, the new year start begins, and it's the same old, same old. Some people are goal-oriented anyway. No need of New Year's resolutions, because you're always setting new goals and achieving new goals and tweaking your goals. But the new year is always a good time of year, just like inventory time. You know, it's inventory time to take inventory regarding our lives, and that includes, you know, our overall life, and, you know, financial life, our business life, our personal life, our love lives. You know, if you're happily single, happily married, or, hey, it's time to call it quits. You know, sometimes time is really start over. But, and, you know, that's just important. But, again, thank you for tuning in. It is January the 1st. Happy birthday to those of you that are celebrating birthdays. I have friends and relatives who are celebrating birthdays this week. So happy birthday to you. And enjoy. I am very excited about this year. I'm believing that it will be a good year nationwide and worldwide. And I thank you, my worldwide listeners, for supporting and listening to the show. Big shout out to Ebony Empress. Big shout out to the Breakfast Shack, Coffee Shack, and many other hosts here that I network with and listeners also. Beautiful. Shirley Katz on. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Congratulations to Mississippi State. Hey, they did it. They are the Super Bowl champions, went to Memphis and defeated Rice University. So congratulations to Ole Miss, who won their big game in Nashville on the day before, and on New Year's Eve, Mississippi State did their thing. So congratulations representing Mississippi in the Deep South. Exactly. So that's good news for for Mississippi State and Ole Miss fans worldwide. Let's see. I'm just going to take a moment. Breathe in this new year. It's amazing. 2014 is here. 2013 just flashed by. My laptop is kind of. There's a story that I wanted to share, but my laptop is taking its precious time. Big shout out to T-Mobile. Thanks again for the T-Mobile upgrade that I recently received. My iPhone 5S, I really dig it. I didn't get a manual, but I managed to do my thing. The geek in me really had me doing things, and I like it. I really dig it. I need to transfer my number from my other phone, but I've been having a lot of fun with the different features, and I really like the fingerprint, the thumbprint feature. Very personal, but I really dig that. It's really cool. The phone that I upgraded from was my MyTouch. You guys know how much I love my MyTouch from T-Mobile, but I like this iPhone 5. I just need to learn everything, but I've been doing good. I like it. Really dig it. But here's an article from CNN. I kept my television on Ryan Seacrest. I did not watch any Carson Daly, which I intended to. But right at midnight, I switched to CNN, and they showed the celebrations in New Orleans and in Nashville. But CNN talks about the New Year's resolutions and making a new kind of New Year's resolution. And it's authored by Jackie Wilson, and she says that lose weight is one of the top New Year's resolutions every year. So my New Year's resolution is to lose more weight, because I did stick to my guns and my goals of losing weight, and so I have some pounds to lose, but I lost the majority of the weight that I need to lose, and I just need to get in shape and tighten up and tone up. So I'm loving that. But lose weight is one of the top New Year's resolutions every year. You probably made it once or twice yourself, and we commend you for accomplishing such an ambitious goal. Oh, you didn't, that's what she writes. Don't worry, the majority of your fellow resolutioners didn't either. I stuck to my goals. Now, there's some plans that got sidetracked or delayed, but I stuck to my New Year's resolutions. I must admit that. She goes on to say, don't worry, the majority of resolutioners didn't either. Do you know the meaning of resolution? Asked Dr. Caroline Sedequist, medical director for Bistro MD and Sedequist Medical Wellness Center, is solution, meaning you're solving a problem. With the prefix re, which usually means again, we strive to solve a problem again and again and again. Yes, some of my resolutions are recyclable, but some of my resolutions are also very unique in themselves. Then she goes on to say that they tend to become empty promises to ourselves. The good news is that losing weight is the only path to being to well-being in 2014. Yes, yeah, so everybody doesn't need to lose weight. Some people need to gain weight. I've been in that boat. Some people need to maintain their weight. Some people need to eat healthier and live healthier and happier lives. Correct. That's why I advise you to go to log on to Spark People. I love SparkPeople.com. Amazing. For whatever type of goals you have, living healthier and happier, if it's maintaining your weight or gaining weight or losing weight, Spark People is perfect for everybody. Almost. I assume it should be for everybody. But it goes on to say that the goodness that losing weight isn't the only path to well-being in 2014, there's one thing we've learned at CNN Health is that a lot of factors affect your health, from where you live to how much TV you watch. Good health happens when the physical, emotional, or environmental parts of our lives are in balance, said Dr. Amy Crawford Faucher, a family physician at the University of Pittsburgh Medical Center. When people resolve to lose weight, they are actually saying, I want to feel and look better. So this year, we challenge you to make a new kind of New Year's resolution. We asked a few of our favorite experts for recommendations, and their answers may surprise you. Pick one or then make a deal with yourself this year. This weight isn't going to be my main goal, your main goal, just a nice side benefit to being happy and healthy. That sounds good. Because we get so caught up, right, and then we get disappointed if we do not reach certain goals. Get some fresh air. Simply being in nature can have a big effect on an overloaded mind, says Jennifer Beaton, Vice President for Fitness at the Bay Club Company in San Francisco. When the body's sympathetic nervous system mobilizes our fight or flight response, it can't tell the difference between stress caused by a bear attack and stress caused by a meeting with the boss. In other words, it's always on, though we might not feel it directly. Our bodies do, Beaton said. My And a lot of people don't stop in about 10 seconds, so I'll continue on for another 15 minutes. Find a place in nature that speaks to you, whether it's a spot in your backyard or a bench at the local park. Visit three regularly, even if it's only for a short time. Then make an effort to get some fresh air every day. Park your car a little farther from the door and parking lots. Take a quick walk around your office building at lunch or wake up 15 minutes early and jog around your neighborhood, suggests Dr. Rebecca Cipriano, co-founder of Healthy Woman USA. You'd be surprised how much you miss the great outdoors. Step away from the screen. Turn the TV off, leave the tablet out of your bedroom, and pick up a good book. As shiny as that new device you got for Christmas is, once in a while, you need to put it down. Research shows children who spend too much time in front of screens, computers, TV, video games, are at a greater risk for obesity, have a harder time falling, and staying asleep, don't focus well, and experience more anxiety and depression. Who's to say adults are any different? Then the writer goes to say that my 9-year-old daughter loves when I paint with her, so I make sure to turn off the cell phone and step away from all things work and just enjoy the moment. Cipriano said, turn the TV off, leave the tablet out of your room, and pick up a good book. Then it's important to sleep more. If you want a major life overhaul without much effort, getting more shut-eye is the way to go. Sleeping helps you burn fat, decreases stress, improves your immune system, and boosts your mood and mental clarity, says Jay Behrman, a registered dietitian and personal trainer with the Bay Club Company. Slowly change your routine to add 15 minutes a night until you get 8 hours. Exactly. Add something. Instead of subtracting soda, sugar, or fat from your diet, make a resolution to add something. Suggest Crawford Faucher. Add a serving of vegetables to every meal. Exactly. Little step. Add protein to your snack. Add 2 glasses of water to your daily routine. You'll find over time that these additions will leave no room for unhealthy habits. I drink a lot of H2O water, but recently I have been adding more water to my daily life. The same resolution can be used for other areas of your life, too. Add 15 minutes of meditation, oh yes, to your bedroom routine, or 15 minutes of classical music to your commute to help you de-stress. Add some organization time to your daily schedule. Add a book on financial planning to your reading list. Exactly. I've been doing exactly that. Get the point. Good. Add this one to your New Year's resolution. Stop multitasking. If there's one word that sums up health advice in 2013, it's mindfulness. A state of active, open attention on the present. Exactly. According to Psychology Today, we teach our guests to be mindful around the eating, said registered dietitian Kimberly Gomer of the Friedkin Longevity Center and Spa. What does this mean? It means not eating in front of the TV. Yeah, I was taught that in fashion modeling class back in Hines when I was a fashion marketing student, a fashion design, merchandise, and retail management student. And I was my instructor, she always stressed that. And I have shared the a diet plan that she used to share with us back in our fashion modeling class, but that's one thing she always stressed, not to eat in front of the television. And now in the computer, and nowadays checking emails on the phone or iPad, eating while driving the car, the list goes on and on. Research shows that people who practice mindfulness, weight loss, stress loss, smile more, and those who try to multitask do it badly. So make an effort to be present this year. Take time to breathe. When was the last time you inhaled deeply? I did that at the beginning of the show. Just inhale and breathe in and embrace 2014. Feeling your ribcage lift and your chest expand. Most people take only shallow breaths throughout the day. This limits the oxygen circulating throughout the body, leading to increased anxiety and higher blood pressure, according to Harvard's Family Health Guide. When a thought comes to your mind, acknowledge it and let it go. Berman recommended, count your breaths until you get to 10 breaths and then start back at 1. Try something new. Try a yoga class or a spin class. If you don't enjoy that, try Pilates or Zumba. Or go ice skating. snow soup, tubing, or skin. That's Deborah Levy, a health and nutrition consultant for Keratin Company. Want to eat better? Take a healthy cooking class. Exactly. If you enjoy something, you more likely do it again. And meeting people who share your passion will help incorporate those healthy habits into your social life. The goal is to rediscover yourself, Levy said. Exactly. I know I'm saying exactly a lot. Find those things that bring a smile to your face and good health to your body. And your New Year's resolution will become a way of life. Exactly. We have to build habits. Be better. No one is perfect, but what if every day you made a pact to with yourself to be a little bit better? Today at lunch, instead of chips, while many of you are eating black-eyed peas and cabbage, and those of you that eat a lot of chitlins, I know you're eating your chitlins. We have our black-eyed peas and our cabbage and stuff that we need to cook today. Today at lunch, instead of chips, you could buy an apple instead of watching TV to relax after work. You could do 15 minutes of yoga. Excuse me. Today, you'll take the kids to the park instead of handing them a video game controller. Not all at once, but one thing every day. Yeah, my mom and I was talking about that recently, about, gifts for kids and all. How can you truly treat yourself and your loved ones better? That should be the start of your New Year's resolution, said Paulo Procida, a personal trainer at Clay Health Club and Spa. The good habits will follow. My voice is disappearing. The cough might be gone, but my voice is disappearing. You know, I do get hoarse and raspy occasionally. Here's the thing. If we were given prizes for the most innovative New Year's resolution, trainer Shay Tasby would take home the gold. Every year, she picked a theme as a New Year's resolution. In 2011, it was authenticity. Well, last year, I was like from Chubby to Fit journey. That's how I started out my New Year's resolution to getting back in shape. And not that I want to admit being overweight, near 200 pounds, being chubby. My mom and my friend, my attorney, you know, they always reminded me. But that was, a tough love talk that really, you know. Some of you all that was listening to the show back then, or listening to the archive shows, you heard me say that. My voice to getting back in shape, losing the pounds, best chubby to fit journey. And it worked. You know, it worked. And it's still working. Every year, Shay Kostabi picks a theme as her New Year's resolution. In 2011, it was authenticity. In 2012, it was clarity. Next year, her theme would be Maitri, a Sanskrit word that means gentle, loving, kindness towards oneself. I say, back in November, I said I was in forgiveness mode. Forgiveness mode, forgiving myself, forgiving others, going to God for forgiveness, you know, just forgiveness. I'm in forgiveness mode. So that was like in November and December. So I think it's important to always be in that forgiveness mode also. But choosing a just, I would say a word that I like for 2014 is compassion. Compassion. But back to the article. Choosing just one word that describes how you have to feel instead of what you think you should do or accomplish in the new year is really powerful. But Savvy said, once you've chosen your theme or your one word, say it out loud, write it down, make sure you really connect to it on a personal level. Throughout the year, your theme will guide you in aligning actions, behavior, goal setting, and even to make the best of your free time. But my word, compassion, I feel, compassion is a word that keeps you grounded in your personal and in your daily lives. And so compassion. You know, because sometimes we can get caught up in being a selfish, in a selfish mode and not have compassion for others but want compassion, right? So that keeps the word compassion for me is just in maintaining my humbleness and and to be compassionate. I'm a very compassionate person, but still, sometimes some of us get caught up. And it's important to be compassionate and to empathize with others and not only seek compassion and empathy from others, you know. It's important to provide it also and to be compassionate. But it's sometimes it's sad because we run into people who could care less about being compassionate or empathizing with others, right? And so sometimes that can harden our hearts and our minds and make us bitter and not want to disregard being compassionate or showing any forms of empathy. We might feel it inside but might not show it on the outside. So I say compassion would be a word of mine. But I know one thing, 2014, any fears, any doubts that I have regarding my personal and professional lives, hosting the show, producing the show, and my invention idea project I'm working on, a reality show idea, opening a business, still planning on getting in school, you know, returning to Dallas, going to Olga School or Vita or going to school here in Mississippi, or you never know, when I go to New Orleans, you never know, I might decide to, hey, you know, finally open my boutique salon and or go to school down there to get my certificate. Like, I don't know, you know. Working on getting back into going to auditions and casting. I'm hoping to hear from, to get on up extra casting because they're filming here in Jackson this month. They've been filming in Natchez, and now they're filming here in Jackson. The first scenes will be filmed starting next week. So you guys that are in this area or will travel to this area and interested in been in that film as an extra, maybe you might, it would be, you know, get a couple lines to speak. Visit their Facebook page at Get On Up Casting. It's the biopic of James Brown's movie. And also Mississippi Film Commission, visit filmmississippi.org. Also sign up there to get information from Mississippi Film, Mississippi Film Office. But I'm sharing all this info, just tweeting it out and all of that, but trying to get back to the topic of our new you. This is the time for makeovers, right, for men and women. This is the time to just regroup and rethink. Well, how am I really overall? How am I perceived? What are my self-perceptions in work, in life, in love, in community? You know, in life period, in my love life, you might say, "Well, I'm happy. I'm happily single. I'm happily married. Or I happily have a girlfriend or a boyfriend, or both, or whatever." But still, there's always room for improvement in all of our lives, regardless how perfect we think things are, right? I think my time is almost running out. That's why I'm kind of hesitant, and I had left my studio screen for a second. Like they say, don't do too much multitasking. Some of us might, wow. A lot of us are going to start new ways of thinking, new rules, new dating practices, even if you're married. Because, you know, I love it when married couples have their date nights and all of that. And then just us normal day people, we just say, hey, maybe it's a new year. I'm going to change my perspective of the way I do things and how I do things. So I'm looking at one of my favorite websites that I always share information from. And it's almost time for the show to be concluded, so I don't want to get cut off. And this is from Your Tango. And Frank Hatley talks about getting into new relationships and new relationships advice and the 10 basic rules. And he writes that the 10 rules to have smooth the road And I guess this is geared more for, it's geared for to men and women, but this right here is for women or guys. 10 rules to help smooth the road with your new boat. Common sense, yes, commonly practiced.